Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's going on, Red?
How you been, brother B?
Yeah, I'm chilling. What's up, everyone? What's up? How y'all doing? Long time no hear. It is the menu. Big Red and Brother B in the house. Menu on Blog Talk Radio. I know we've been kind of doing the show here, disappearing, doing the show here, you know. Just taking little breaks, you know, trying to, you know, just find ourselves in the universe. So, yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But, yo, what up, everybody? How y'all doing? Greetings and salutations. It is the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red Brother B, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. And for those who speak Espanol, it is 347. 324. 3395. Bang. You didn't think I knew that, right?
Bang,
you,
bang, bang.
Bang,
bang.
I can freak it just a little bit. More of the bad words. I do know the numbers.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, the bad words.
Everybody knows the bad words, yeah.
Yeah. But I can do, you know, just a little something, you know. Español quito. But anyway, muy poquito. But yeah, man. Tonight's topic is on current events. You know, what's trending? There's a lot, you know, a few things going on in the world. Yeah. I guess, I was talking to a couple of people about it. Somebody asked me my opinion on the whole thing with Afghanistan. And, it was about time. It's been overdue. It's been overdue for the troops to have been pulled out of there. They should have been out of there, in my opinion, 15 years ago. Actually, but if real talk, they shouldn't have been over there anyway. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
They shouldn't have been over there. I'm not big on the whole American kumbaya thing, but when it comes down to, like, you know, people, you know, servicemen and women who put themselves on the line for, you know, what they believe is, you know, protecting our borders and our freedoms, and then you have politicians, you know, making their deals in the backs with their bullshit. I think that
that's because none of their children are going over there. That's why.
Exactly.
Their people are not over there. They don't look at it in that type of way, because they know that their, you know, children or their grandchildren or nephews, you know, they're not going to be going over there.
Exactly. And, you know, that's like, sad when there's that, like, double standard that's actually set. Me and a coworker was, you know, kind of getting into the conversation of, like, you know, well, yeah, what were they over there for? And, like, you know, it was all about, I mean, you know, 9/11 happened, and then a lot of people got gung-ho and it was ready to go and, you know, kick some butt. But, you know, I've always wondered, how did we switch it from, how did it go to Iraq and not to Saudi Arabia? Because, as they said, you know, most of the, all of the hijackers, 11 of them, were from Saudi Arabia. So what did Iraq have to do with it? But, you know, there's always somebody to spin the story and, you know, get everybody all amped up and in their feelings and believing that it's something that it's not. And,
right.
to my recollection, now correct me if I'm wrong, to my recollection, Al-Qaeda nor did the Taliban exist when Saddam had reign over the region, like over the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember there ever being, you know, these factions, you know, out when Saddam was there. I mean, it was admitted years ago that once, many years ago, that once they removed Saddam, they destabilized, you know, the country, and then these other little factions like Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, you know, popped
right.
up because everybody's fighting for power.
Right,
and
absolutely. That's what that's about.
Yeah, you know, everybody's popping up, you know, fighting for power. Now, but in the beginning, it's like the story was spun, like, oh, we have to save these people because he's a dictator and all this and that. And I'm like, yo, why are we minding someone else's business? Like, why are we not?
I've wondered that all my life.
Like, if he wants, and you know what? I don't believe, of course, anybody should be going out there, like, being a dictator and doing what he does. But if he's doing that over there, I'm sorry, that's on him. Like, they got to work that out. We got our own issues over here. So you're going
right.
over there, you're sending people over there to do what? To die for whose cause? And,
right,
I, you know,
absolutely.
I just find it. What's up, brother?
What's up,
brother
Ron?
You know?
Yeah,
I just find it interesting how, you know, they did all of that. And, you know, they got everybody pumped up off the 9/11 thing. And the next thing you know, everybody's gun cold and they want to go take down Saddam. And years later, they showed that Saddam didn't even have anything to do with it. So,
well,
my thing
if you
is,
think.
Is,
think
is,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, guys, what you saying? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to interject just the fact that the Vietnam War thing, you know, sent young men over there to get killed for what? You know, like a fighting a fight for what? That's not our fight.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of these fights aren't our fight. It's not it's America's
right.
fight, but it's that ideal, that whole John Wayne attitude of like, you know, if you're not going to give it, like, we're going to take it. You know, if you don't come quietly, we're just going to make noise and, you know, do what we do. And that's how it's always been. That's why there are a lot of countries out there that do not like the U.S. or its politics, unless the U.S. is protecting them and they're getting something from it. But the whole thing is, I don't really think that this country needs to be, you know, just freely giving away American bodies to fight somebody else's war. And then you see what happens with the pullout.
Right.
The soldiers are just like, no, we're not doing this. So you trying to tell me you had American troops spend 20 years dying and trying to train these people to defend themselves. So you can train someone to fight, but if they don't have the will to fight, then what's the purpose? I mean, what do you think, Brother Ron?
I think it's stupid. Everything that they do has a triple usage.
What you can see,
they give us the Hollywood version of everything. Then when you go over there, they're getting them to bend into submission so they can have the natural resource and get them involved in democracy.
Yeah.
So that's a three-pronged usage.
Yeah, I remember them saying that before. Oh, we got to bring democracy to the country. Why?
Yeah, they don't
why
need, they
that
don't need
that's
it.
Why,
they already got it.
Yeah, like what's the purpose of, you know, of us even getting involved, you know, getting involved in them. Like, that's on them. And let it, you know, let it basically stay on them. Like I said, I don't know. I'm glad, you know, Biden has made this stance, even though there's a lot of people that disagree with him. At this point, like I said, it's been 20 years. If they're not going to get it then, if they don't get it now, what makes us really think that they're ever going to get it? You have some of their political leaders, even their own president, fled. They left.
Now, you sure he fled or they chased him out of there?
Listen, whether they chased him out or he fled, they gone. And the problem is this. What did America really accomplish besides destabilizing? Oh, I got an idea. Money. All those military contracts and, you know, all of this and that. They went over there. Yeah, we're going to help rebuild. We're going to put a McDonald's over here, things of that nature. Yeah, that's what was to, you know, be accomplished. There's some military contractors that made a lot of money.
Right.
And that's the issue, and that's the issue that I have. Like, which is more important, the money or the people? But I guess
the money, of course. You know, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, you know that's it.
Yeah, but then, you know, it's people like us that are thinking about, you know, somebody that may have lost someone or family members that lost a lot. For what? For somebody's political gain or, you know, just for money? For some
right,
ideal.
But that's the whole. But then, if you notice that, that's when they start putting in all those things. Like, oh, we're gonna do the you know, the fundings and fundraisers, and we're gonna put these events in.
You sound a little muffled, right? You sound a little muffled. Fundraisers for what?
Like when they have those what is it, military funds for wounded warriors and stuff like that. Now it's like, oh, we're gonna try and ease the pain of all of that now. Like,
ease the pain. Listen, you've had people over there for years. America's been over there for 20 years. So you've had people over there coming back or still there with all types of PTSD, you know, all just
right.
these types of issues, and they have to, you know, reintegrate themselves back into American society.
Right. And then they're not helping them when they come over here.
Well, they didn't help
them
in Vietnam.
They come back home, they don't help
them. Ron, didn't they shit on the ones from Vietnam when they came back over here?
This is the exact same thing. If you study history, this war shit, the same thing that went on in Vietnam, Cambodia, the same thing that's going on in Afghanistan, and that other shit. And if Cambodia and Afghanistan, they were growing pot, they have poppy. Afghanistan, they have poppy. So, you know what I mean? It's the same shit.
Yeah.
What you call trying to make money? They trying to make money on the global market so they can try to live. You know what I mean? And then when you meet somebody, when you meet somebody from over there, their whole fucking story about what's going on is different over there. You know, keep in mind, there's only less than 5,000 Americans died over there in the last 20 years. And compared to how many tens of thousands of so-called Afghanistan insurgents, or whatever you want to call them,
and actual Taliban.
You know what I mean? They kill way more of them than American soldiers got killed in a period of 20 years.
So you're talking
$3 trillion. They say $3 trillion was spent over a period of 10 years. To do what? Why would you spend all that money? And all that manpower and all that technological shit to fight motherfuckers who live inside the cave. Something is wrong. Somebody is lying.
Well,
somebody,
you know,
is
like,
well, they always mind.
Well, listen, if you sell it,
I can't be saying us and we. They lie to them. They lie to us. You know what they do to us. So imagine what they do to them. In the modern era. Imagine.
For sure. I mean, you know, I just see it like this. I'm glad that there is a pullout. It's sad that, you know, this guy's being, you know, picked on a beat because he chose to make this stance. I mean, listen, Obama could have did it. You know, Obama could have did it. Yeah, Obama could have did it. What you would call it? Trump could have did it. Yeah, I know. It's all about the optics. It's all about, you know.
They use the smoke and mirrors to get us all rallied up to be behind them to go do their devilish. You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's what's like. The same thing with the COVID.
With the vaccine.
They made you
fall for the bullshit
about COVID. So when the vaccine gets there, now it's all about the vaccine. You know what I mean? So what's more important? You got to
keep in mind,
the pharmaceutical company, the way they make their money, is in the medicine.
It's in the treatment, not the cure.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are giving you free, man. That, on the outside looking in, that means they ain't making no money.
You don't have to pay. They're making something, but this is just like John said, it's free. Once again, just like the food shop, if you're giving these things out, I mean, cut you off, but you're doing this and giving this out for free. Like, how are you making the money? Or where are you making the money?
I think that's our next topic, getting into the whole vaccine thing, vaccinated, unvaccinated. They got to be getting a kickback from the government. They have to be. There's no way they're just, pharmaceutical companies are just going to do it off of GP. They're not just going to do it off of GP. Like, they're in this business to get paid. So you do a service
right.
for the government. You know, of course the government is going to cut you a check or do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, a lot of these vaccines are not even FDA approved.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter if it's FDA approved. The Food and Drug Administration is the biggest devil behind the destruction of the people in America. The water is poison. The food is poison. The land is poison. And they're killing it slowly. You know what I mean? They're not giving away. AIDS is still a problem. AIDS and HIV is still a problem. They're not giving away that, man. Certain cancers are still a problem. They're not giving away those, man. They're making billions off those, man. Other men, the common cold, from the common cold, they're trying to cure the common cold. They're making billions off that. This dumb shit here, this vaccine bullshit, they give it away. It's not the cure. It's not the cure. And it doesn't solidify that you won't die. It doesn't, because there's people dying that have the vaccine.
Yep, exactly.
So, I mean, like, I don't understand. What is the purpose of getting the fucking vaccine?
I've been saying that for a long time, like, what is the purpose of getting the vaccine? It's telling you that the people that have it are still getting it, and then the ones that are vaccinated, it's like people that are not vaccinated are getting the virus from people that are vaccinated. But what is the purpose? And now I can't take this bull for crap that they got now. With now they want you to show that you got to show that you've been vaccinated. The gold plate is not like y'all freaking kidding me. What are they doing?
Well, all right.
Sorry, but I'm just saying.
No, that's all good. There's a lot of back and forth with this whole thing, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. I mean, you get vaccinated, you can still get it. You just won't, it just won't hit you as bad as being
unvaccinated.
That's
bad. Oh, that's bad. I happen to actually know.
You know, a few people who are vaccinated compared to not being vaccinated that had caught the whole coronavirus. And the unvaccinated individual had a harder time, and recovery took longer compared to the individual that was vaccinated. And, you know, they felt symptoms, but it wasn't that strong. I mean, listen, we can say, you know,
let me put it to you like this. I know some people that died.
I'm sorry.
I know some people that died with the vaccine shot.
And you know what? And now that also, now they say with that, there
and they were under, and they were under 50. They were under 50, under 40.
Now they say that there are people out there who have you know, underlying issues. You know, the vaccine has, you know, some side effects, and of course, you know, I mean, sadly, you know, this is one of them. I mean, technically, it's still considered an experimental, you know,
I'm
drug.
Not taking that shit. I'm not taking that shit. Fuck out of here. If I do, I'll be the last motherfucker to take it.
Well, listen.
And then you got to take three of them at that. So.
No, if
well,
you
I
got
don't know about
underlying,
I,
if you
well,
got
I,
messed
I,
up
I,
underlying
I
stuff. Only if you got
well,
messed up
Well, I don't know about three. I don't
you
know about the
two.
Three. Yeah, I mean, I did it because my kid needed it for school. So I just said, you know what, you know, I'll just do it with you, because I didn't have any intentions on doing it until, you know, she presented it to me, and I just said, all right, I'll rock with you on this. You know,
that's
but
that's your conscientious choice.
Yeah, and nothing happened. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, it's the whole thing of like, you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? Like, you know, it's a whole bunch of,
right.
You okay? Like, is everything
you,
all right?
You got, if you going to be okay 10 years from now, 5 years from now, next year, this time.
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, listen, everybody's body's different. You know, certain things affect people, you know, different ways. You know, I don't know. I mean, I read earlier reports that there's a certain blood type that the coronavirus really, you know, doesn't, you know, for the lack of a better, you know, line, like, get along with. Like, there's a certain blood type that coronavirus just, you know, can't really, you know, penetrate. So.
Yeah.
Once again, I mean, listen, you're dealing with something. Listen, you're dealing with something that's been genetically engineered. This is not natural. We already know that,
right?
And for those who think it's something natural, stop it. Like, you're only fooling yourself. We know this is something that's been genetically engineered, modified. You know, but
so why would you give it to your kids?
Much less you take it.
He's talking about the actual virus. You know that's
virus,
not something that they made up.
Virus is man-made. Virus is all man-made. Bacteria are natural. We are bacteria.
Yeah.
Viruses are concentrated poison. They are death to bacteria.
Negative or
positive. 1944. After the German War, Nazi shit. United States went into America. They went to the concentration camp. The motherfuckers that was alive in not Auschwitz, but Dachau. Dachau and other little fucked up sounding places. That was in these scientists. That was there. They were prisoners, but they were Jewish. Some of them were German Jews, some of them were German scientists. So, 1944, 1945, when everything got situated, they pulled them and said, "Yo, you can come to America and do what we ask you to do, as far as like research." Or you could die in jail when the Nuremberg trial pop off. 1946. The CDC was created to create the virus. Chemical warfare was being exercised in the concentration camps in Germany to destroy Jews. So from 1946 till this day, they are not to be trusted. The government is not to be trusted because the whole thing that they're doing is a global extermination. They're speeding up the process.
And guess what they're not doing? They're doing another concentration camp. Oh, the ones that are not vaccinated, put them over
they
there.
They can't put you. They won't put you. People are coming out of jail. People are not doing crimes no more. They can't put, a lot of people ain't going to jail no more. They didn't even tell you about the experiments they're doing on the Catholic jail. Cats coming home, buzz out. You know what I mean? All chemical warfare. The same thing they got on Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi for, the same thing that they were doing. To this day. They're not to be trusted, bro. They want 800 million people in the world. It's 9 billion people. They wanna neutralize the birth rate, the reproduction rate, so they can slow down the population growth. So they can have more natural resources for themselves and future generations.
Yeah, that's, you know, they didn't say nothing about the census. Yeah, the census ain't heard nothing about that. I haven't heard nothing about that in the last couple of months or whatever. Not even had a couple of months within the last year. I haven't heard anything.
They don't give a fuck. They're trying to kill us.
They're talking about that.
They are killing us slowly.
I don't see what's the purpose of the whole. And pardon me if I do have an echo, as Red was telling me.
I
have my other headphones.
I hear it.
I'm trying to figure out how to fix that. I don't know what the purpose of population control is. Like, I don't know who determines, you know, that type of.
The people that control the government that run the country. You got the Oppenheimers, you got the Rockefellers, Rothschild, Vanderbilt. These names are very important, brother.
No, I know. You have the DuPont.
Yeah. You go into these families. You go into the families that helped start it. Planned Parenthood started in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Where they had a heavy population, had a heavy concentration of black people during the 30s. The population control right. Because they, that and that, and what do we call it? I forget whose family he's connected to. Goofy Boy. What's Goofy Boy name? That guy just got divorced. Billionaire. Bill Gates. He's connected to a heavy family. And he's doing the groundwork because he's connected to the lady that to the family that started Planned Parenthood. Population control is to rid the undesirable, to get rid of people like people who are talentless, people who are bad genetics, people who are mentally unsound. Genetically unsound, physically unsound. No, it's serious. Because there's no war going on. There's no war going on. So you can't, like, nobody's dying in droves. They ain't even doing that in Africa. They're not even doing that in Africa. So what it is, this is what they're doing. Because white people know that in the last another 25 years to 40 years, there will be no more white. So they started this 125 years
ago. White.
Well, there's no pure white now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
125 years ago. 100 years, 50 years, 60 years ago. They put this in. They put this in the plan. They put this plan in motion. You know what I mean? That's why you had a high salty food still. And they knew in the 1940s that a high salt content was no good, a high sugar diet was no good. But what did they do? They let companies, produce this food. And they sell it in the poor area. You go in the good neighborhoods and stuff like that, they don't have that high salt, sugar saturated food. They don't have it. Bad air, living on top of each other, affordable housing. They don't have that. You know what I mean? The place is right next to Mount Vernon, called Bronson. Multi-million dollar home. No affordable housing. They got like three churches. They don't have no 24 hours, nothing. They don't have none of it. And they got black people that live there.
I mean, listen, it's hard for me to, like, I'm not getting into the whole conspiracy theory of things. You know, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that, you know,
conspiracy theory was concocted by the CIA. The CIA put that out there to raise doubt on people who are free thinkers. I come from a practical, logical, and an objective thought. You know what I mean?
So you think the whole coronavirus thing? You think it's about population control because there are a select few who want to make sure that their lineage continues.
Yes, bro. I and millions of other brothers and sisters that know this. Even white people that know this.
I don't see the reason for knocking everybody else off. I know you don't see it because you don't think like they do.
I don't think like they do. But this is the thing that they've done. They've had wars to quell the population, to grow, to China, even China killed millions. It was every 50 years that China would kill millions of people to war. Why do you think that there's only 350 million people in America? And you think America ain't fucking? Oh, my God. And you go to places like Africa, there's billions of people. You go to places like India, there's billions of people.
Well, because it's more territory.
How do you think it's bigger.
Africa's a continent. You go to other continents.
And they got billions of people, except for here. Come on now.
Listen, I'm not arguing with y'all. Come on now. We talking. So I take it the both of you are against the vaccine of being vaccinated because you fear. And listen, once again, I'm not knocking anybody. You know, what you do, you know, that's your business. You know, I'm not an advocate for getting it, you know, or not getting it. Like, if you got to get it for your job,
that's the only way you know how to survive, I think. You know what I mean?
There's ways around that because, you know what I'm saying, you can't, it's unconstitutional. Like, you can't force someone
The Constitution is not for us, brother. They just usurped our rights because of the virus that they created. There was natural plague. All that shit came from Europe because they were unclean. There was no viruses created. Plague come through the natural shit of like bacteria and shit. Viruses are created, brother. And the sole purpose of creating the
virus.
This is on the book. The sole purpose of a virus is to destroy whatever it's programmed to destroy. That's the sole purpose of a virus.
So explain why it kills some and not others.
I know.
Because it's controlled. What do you think? AIDS is a virus. HIV is a virus. Herpes is a virus. Look it up, brother. Don't believe me. All that syphilis is a virus.
It's about the population. That's what it is. It's about population.
And when you study white people, you will understand that they are physical virus. They are a disease. They are a living disease. If we are the cure, if Africans, if Nubian men and women are the cure, and they're trying to kill us, that means they are a disease. Christopher Columbus, when he came to the Caribbean, the black people were already there. Black people, not Indians. Black people. Moors, Africans, whatever you want to call it. They brought disease there. They are they sleep with animals. You study about Caucasus Mountain. What happened in Sochi's in Russia. Russia's the foothills of the Caucasus Mountain. Study what went on in the Caucasus Mountain. Study what Caucasians come from. You know what I mean? Why they make what they own. This ain't no Elijah Muhammad stuff. This is stuff white people already knew. That's why they love Europe. What the fuck, niggas? Niggas don't love Europe. Niggas love the Caribbean. Niggas always going to the Caribbean, always going to Mexico. How many niggas you know every year they're going to Europe?
You gotta see how this goes.
I've been doing science since 1986, Lord. You know what I mean? We crossed paths for a reason. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I know the time. I know who they are. You know what I mean? I know what they do. You know what I mean? And I'm just here trying to dodge the bullets as much as they come. Until I can't dodge them over.
That's close. You're trying to dodge that bullet.
That's what it is. They got us, man.
Why are we letting it get us? That's my thing.
Because we're not together. We don't own our communities. We don't have business. When I was telling y'all, we don't control our natural resources in our homeland. We let them run us with their religion. We let them run us with their food. We let them run us with their education. We let them run us with their whole shit.
And we can't see
that's why we're not together. Our whole marriage is fucked up because of Caucasian influence. We can't think like them. That's why shit don't work for us the way it works for them. They stick together. They talk that shit. The John Wayne movie shit. Superman, I can do it all by myself. Superman had Lois Lane. Batman had Catwoman. You know what I'm saying? Wonder Woman had a man.
Yeah.
Everybody got somebody.
I got you. Caller 1111. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Greetings.
Hello. How are you?
I'm
your
doing
name,
finding
man.
Yourself. Listen, family, I was listening to the show, but I wanted to call in and let you all know that it sounds like you're in an echo chamber. It's really bad.
I think it's okay. Just sound better?
Well, now that I'm speaking with you, I can't hear it. But I was listening.
Yeah, no more echo.
That was and my apologies. That was my fault. See, I can't hear it. You guys can hear it. I can't hear it. And so, yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Okay. Was that a recording?
No, it's not a recording. No, my headphones on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say hello to everybody and family. I miss you guys. This is Juju. I haven't talked with you in a while.
Yeah, Juju. Yeah. How you doing?
Yes, I miss you all. But I want to hear what you have to say about. Oh God, I'm even scared to say the word. But the whatever we're calling it now, the shot.
Well,
how about that?
Oh, yes. I just see it like this. You can't go. You can go against the house, but you're not always going to win. No matter what they design, no matter what they do, you know, we're going to get caught up in the matrix of it anyway. You know, some people will sit back and talk about how, you know, it's going to do this to you, it can do that to you. Listen, there's other things that they've been doing for years, whether it's the water, whether it's the food, or it's something else. We volunteer to do stuff to our own selves when we decide to eat certain things or put certain things in our body that we're not really supposed to put in. So we're already doing harm already. So when we talk about a shot or a vaccination for something that, may or may not save your life, I mean, hey, listen, there's people that get the coronavirus, they own 14 days and they beat it. But they want?
Right.
They want you to get vaccinated so that way, you know, hey, there's a separation. You got the vaccinated over here, the unvaccinated over here. Vaccinated people get privileges. Unvaccinated people, you know, don't get privileges.
Yeah, but is that fair?
It's not a thing about fair. That's our problem. A lot of our people keep thinking they're supposed to care and that they're supposed to be fair. Keep in mind, you're a child of God asking the devil to be nice to you.
Listen, I want to bring this point up, and I want to know if you all remember this. My parents had 8 children. The first 4 children are 5 and 6 years older than me and my little sister. We're the last 2. Of my parents' children, right? So there's a 6 year age gap. All right, now, whenever my parents had to stop getting my older siblings vaccinated, now hear me closely, because whatever they got vaccinated for, me and my baby sister would become very sick with it within 7 to 8 days. So my mom took us all in and she explained to them what was going on, and they said that was normal, that it often happened in large families. So I want to know what y'all think about that.
You missed what I was saying, you know.
Well, no, we get what you were saying, Ron. But the whole thing is, I mean, and to go to what she was saying, I mean, listen. Could we, if we're going to be brutally honest about it, I mean, it sounds like a setup to me. I mean, it sounds like a poisoning. It sounds, of course, it doesn't sound right at all. It doesn't. I can't even come with the right word to say. I mean, it sounds very suspicious. Yes, it does. It doesn't sound natural, you know, but 9 times out of 10, what do we do now that is natural? Or that we have to deal with that is natural?
I don't know what anyone should do, and I'm not trying to give any advice because I'm not a physician, but I just feel like the vaccinated people are making the unvaccinated people sick. It happened to me and my baby sister when my older siblings would get vaccinated.
Right. Now, see, that's the thing. Now, in the beginning, that's the whole thing. This was never an issue. There was never any talk of vaccinated people making unvaccinated people sick. To me, I'm sorry, I have to call BS because I think it's something that that people are putting out there to kind of separate the masses, you know what I'm saying, or to make people, you know, wear their masks. Because, you know, I mean, the vaccines came out, people started taking it, then all of a sudden some idiot says, oh, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. And you turn around, you don't wear your mask, and the next thing you know, people start getting sick again. And then next thing you know, it's the vaccinated people.
You should wear your mask, but what I'm saying is vaccinations don't prevent you from passing on whatever you're getting vaccinated from.
Right, exactly. No, it doesn't.
Exactly. Understand what I'm saying. This is a scientific fact. We know that. We experienced it in my family so much so that my dad put his foot down and had to change the way my mom had us vaccinated. So we cannot say beyond the shadow of a doubt that they are not infecting other people.
Right. But see, that's the problem. People are getting in there, just like Brother B said. Now it's the thing. It's like this society is so, and I'm sorry, I'm going to try to say next. Stuff that, see, it's like now it has to be a divide. Oh, well, I'm vaccinated, but you're not. So now we're going to treat you a certain way because you're not that. It's like, why are you separating people when, guess what? You're passing the shit on to other people. Okay, and once again, it's the thing of, at the end of the day, just because you're vaccinated don't mean, once again, you don't have to wear a mask and you don't have to do
this. Wait a minute.
I can do what I want to do. I'm trying because you're not vaccinated.
I'm trying to see the logic. Hold on. I'm trying to see the logic, you know, in a vaccinated person who doesn't have it giving COVID to an unvaccinated person.
I can help you with that. Here's the thing. Do they not get injected with the antibodies and some of the whatever this is itself?
Yeah, but if you test negative.
I'm asking you.
I mean, listen, for all I know, it could be sugar water that they're putting in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. Like, listen, you know what the thing is? We get told so much on one day, and then 24 hours later, it's something different.
Right.
So
we
don't really know anything. We just go off of what they say. We just
I do believe they're trying to save some lives. I just don't know whose life they're trying to save.
Hold on, Ron.
You know what I think it is? I mean, if I can, you know, come from my theory. It's survival of the fittest. That's always been. It's survival of the fittest. If you can get it and get over it, you survive. If you can take the shot and you get over it, you survive. It's survival of the fittest. It's mm-hmm. basically, it's time to ramp up, you know, step up the game in terms of the gene pool. Like, don't think, you know, we all know that they've been doing these experiments and all this stuff for years. Once again, as we said earlier, we know this has been genetically engineered. And it mutates.
With
something that mutates, it's the survival of the fittest. Because just because you got the first COVID, then there's the Delta variant, and then there's another variant. So it's like Hunger Games. It's like of the viruses. Like you just have to survive.
Let me ask you this question. So we have this pandemic going on, and people are getting sick. People are getting COVID, whatever this is. I don't know what it is, but there are people getting it. And we have to be careful. We have lockdowns. We have to have masks and everything. Let me ask you this. Why are they then bringing over 100,000 Afghanistan people, had old world medical treatment, that didn't have up-to-par vaccinations, and that they were struggling? Answer my question, please, sir.
9,000
a week. That right there, I have no explanation for it, because the whole thing is this. First of all, I don't really watch the news. You obviously, you're more well-versed in it because it gives me a headache. Like, dealing with other people and their problems, I got my own cross to bear. I don't know why. And to a degree, it's a concern, but then it's not a concern. Because regardless of what we talk about or how much we push the issue, they're still going to do what they're going to do. It's whatever plan that they have. We can sit here and talk about it and speculate, but we knew there was going to be some type of fallout or something was going to happen because they pulled the troops out. People were like, oh, save us. And it was like, sure, we'll save you, because that's what this country does. This is what this government does. They always want to be the hero.
The thing is, I find strange, is that they're sending them to Atlanta and Wisconsin in these black communities. So if you don't, I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Where else
they going to send them?
Will they be accepted? They're not going to put them in a white neighborhood.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, they ain't going to put them in
Wisconsin. And the other place is going to be Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. You're exactly right. Yeah, and I'm not laughing because it's not a laughing matter. But, you know, sometimes we have to call things strange that are strange. And I find that
it's very strange.
It's only strange because, like Ron said earlier, we don't think like they think.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep in mind that during when Nazi Germany was rocking, when they first started killing Jews, they killed old people first. They killed the wives. They killed the elderly. They killed them first. What did they do with the vaccine in America when the COVID hit? Oh, the vaccine's out. The old people get them first.
The old people
get it first. But if it's so dangerous, and if it's the thing is so dangerous, what they used to say? They used to say women and children first. Didn't they say that? They used to say women and children first, then the men. Come on, man. Come on, now.
3054.
And I'm going to say this. I worked 9 months straight. All right? I work in clubs. I work in underground strip clubs. I work in the bar business. I do security. 9 months. I got a friend. He did one year. He worked through pandemic, COVID. We've had untold numbers in these clubs. Underground clubs. So when everything broke, we went back to doing regular stuff. We've been doing regular stuff for like 5-6 months. He's been doing stuff nonstop, my homeboy. It's a tight-knit thing, the security. The security is a tight-knit thing in those clubs in New York City, in the five boroughs. All right? We know people work everywhere, security going. We know security. We know customers that come and spend tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars every month, right? We don't know nobody that caught COVID. We don't know nobody that works in our industry, and it's a tight-knit industry in New York City. Queens, Manhattan, or Brooklyn. There is nobody that we know that has died from COVID. And you know what the strip club shit is. The strip club shit is chicks grinding on dudes, lap dancing, up in the face, touching, you know, exchanging money. So how do you figure? What is your theory on it? Somebody's lying. Because if they got the numbers ramped up like what it is, the explosion. I'm like, okay. Ain't nothing happening over here. And I'm in the hood.
So were these people wearing masks?
Some of them. Some of them, but the majority of them wasn't. And there's people that got shot.
The media's lying to us. The government.
There's a lot of shit going on. Because one of the things they said when COVID broke, COVID broke in the winter. So logically, it makes sense. And then they said that he destroyed COVID. We understand there's a new strain of COVID. Okay. So now everybody getting sick now in the heat?
Come on, man.
I know motherfuckers in Florida still rocking. Motherfuckers in Florida and Georgia still rocking like nothing.
Somebody is lying.
Yeah, but there's five cases in Florida right now of COVID. There's people dying right now in Florida. It's a hot spot.
Yeah, people are dying. People
listen,
are dying.
I just came back from Miami, and everybody is business as usual. It's business as usual. Like, nobody, I've walked around, nobody's really wearing masks. It's business as usual.
In Louisiana, in the French Quarter, I started to upload some videos about my cousins and shit. Like, the party's down there is crazy. Nobody wearing a mask.
So, Hot Rod,
nobody wearing
your theory
a mask
on it.
In the French Quarter.
Because Juju, Miss Juju made some, you know, she came on and, you know, with the pow-pow. And, you know, she made, you know, some strong points. So, what do you think, Hot Rod?
I agree with Juju, but the thing is about America, this is nothing new. America's full of crap. They like to take over the world. They like to control things. And they realize they screw up big time with Taliban. That's why I posted this earlier on Facebook, how we spent 20 years, all that money, to get rid of Taliban. That's for the Taliban to take over within days. Explain that to me, you know. And now we're going to bring dead people over here for what? For more. Don't we have an immigration problem already for us to bring
Rod,
more people
over? Rod, it was all smoke and mirrors. Uh-huh. It was never, when it came to 9/11, it was never the Taliban. It was never the Al-Qaeda.
Oh, of course not.
It was something else. It was to control natural resources. You know what I mean? Once you push the ground out.
Because of that,
brother.
America thinks they're the best in the world. That's why they always say America first. Even though America's full of crap, you have the
Trump supporters. What you gonna say? What you gonna say? China first? You live in America?
Well, hold on. I gotta go back to Miss Juju and ask her. So with the question that you pose in terms of all the refugees bringing over there, what do you see happening going forward?
Well, my first thought is this. Americans, natural Americans, have to quarantine when they go out of the country and come back in. There are strict rules, regulations, and guidelines for Americans. So these people from Afghanistan, when they come over here, are they going to be quarantined? Are they going to, just like there are these apps that tell you where people who have suffered with COVID or who are struggling with it, tells you where they are and all that kind of stuff. Yet these people are brought over here and going to be dropped off. And we don't know what I want you guys to hear this. I'm not being racist. I'm just being real. Why is it that if we're in this struggle that they're going to bring, 100,000, not 9, not 10, not 90, but 100,000 people from a poor, war-stricken country that don't have the medicinal capabilities of any third world country, and we're struggling with this, so you tell me what that is, okay?
Did you hear, Juju, hear when the Taliban gave the conference,
you got 90 seconds, Ron, you got to wrap it up. Got 90 seconds.
A lot of them spoke very good English. So a lot of them spoke very good English. They were educated somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? So, They were educated somewhere. And keep in mind that the people that they're bringing over, these are the people that helped America for the last 20 years. They're not just bringing any and everybody.
So,
you know,
so we're paying
you know
them back
mean?
By bringing them.
So basically,
it's
a selection. It's a selection. Well, listen, we got less than 60 seconds left. Thank you, Ms. Juju. Thank you, Ron, Brother Ron, Hot Rod, and Big Red. You know, everybody, just do me a favor. Go out there, be well. Wear your mask. You know, stay proactive so you don't have to be reactive later.
Keep your hands clean.
Wash your feet.
Yeah, everybody better get back to, you know, buying their products before winter hit because, you know, they'll probably be off the shelf.
Take a shower. Take a shower, people. Take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Another one in the can. Everyone have a good night. Later.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Okay, heavy duty.